The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Beautiful day out there. Going to warm up. Everything's going to melt from yesterday.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Got opening day coming up on Friday?
We still have, in the middle of our cul-de-sac, we still have a big snow, like, pile from the big storm.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I go around with a shovel and knock off the edges and spread them out.
You're amazing.
To get...
You're amazing.
To make
your
it smaller.
Neighbors either love you or just think that you are like the village idiot.
Probably a little bit of both. It's like he's a village idiot, but he's our village idiot.
Right.
So every day I go around the shovel.
You're becoming more and more like poolside.
I know.
Day.
So I knock off a couple feet of it, and then I spread it out over the pavement.
Sure,
so it melts faster, right? And yesterday, the trash truck came in and backed over half of the big snow pile. So it spread it out.
Wow.
And I'm like,
wow,
you guys are
heroes.
Awesome.
Just heroes. Heroes were kids.
Right. Then today I thought, you know what I could do with that? Because now it's like probably 8 inches deep. It'll be soft and mushy by the time I get home. I could fire up my snowblower and blow it around the cul-de-sac.
You're just looking for an excuse to go play with your snowblower.
Maybe.
Hey, maybe. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that. Do you ever like when you see that lonely big pile of just black snow in the parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, isn't there something when you look at that that's a little sad?
Yeah.
You see that big pile of snow that's been piled into the corner and now it's all muddy and brown and dirty. And
all the dirt from sanding and stuff gets on top of it.
Kinda, I don't know. It's kind of
depressing.
It is a little depressing.
That's why I've been beating this thing down because it was all, and all kinds of dirt in it. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't agree on the leftovers, but we agree on this. Sad snow. We don't like sad snow.
No,
try saying that 5 times. We don't like sad snow piles.
No, it's like that sounds like an Elton John song.
Try to get rid of sad snow piles. How's that sound? Mark.
I don't know. Like, sad snow always gets me down.
I don't like sad snow.
No.
Yeah, okay. The Nuggets tonight.
Nuggets.
Playing the San Antonio Spurs. Now, it should be an easy win. They're home. They're playing San Antonio. San Antonio is rebuilding. But I love whenever the Nuggets play the Spurs. I'll tell you why. Because to me, this is like looking into the future.
Mm.
This is the model.
Right.
And I've been saying this for a couple of years. I believe in my heart, and I said this before the Nuggets won their first championship, and I said it immediately after they won their first championship, and Michael Malone backed me up with his drunken rant at the parade. You know the one I'm talking about?
Dynasty.
Yeah.
Dynasty.
It's the Spurs, man. And I know some people said, "Oh no, you want the Warriors to be the model." No. It's the Spurs, and I'll tell you why, because look at all the potential similarities. You've got a market that nobody in the NBA wanted to pay attention to. Nobody wanted to see succeed in San Antonio.
Right.
You're getting that here in Denver. You had a superstar that, let's face it, wasn't attractive for the highlight shows because he was so fundamental in Tim Duncan. That's Nikola Jokic. You've got the supporting cast that was sort of anonymous until they started winning all the time, and then you had no choice but to recognize their greatness. Tony Parker, Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Manu Ginobili. Right down to the coach. Michael Malone, Greg Popovich. And I know
that's
for the Malone haters, you can't even fathom the idea of Michael Malone being in the
That's my one concern for tonight. How are the Nuggets players going to be able to overcome the mismatching coaching between Popovich and Michael Malone?
But you look at
Attic. See how I did it?
That's not bad.
See how I did it?
I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not as bad as you thought.
This is going to grow on me.
Yeah.
I think this will grow on me. So San Antonio won titles in 1999, 2003, 2005, 2007, and 2014. Wow, five championships over the course of, what, 15 seasons?
That's pretty amazing. That's a big gap between 07 and 14. That's like seven seasons.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're not going to do this.
I can do football math, Johnny. Touchdown, 7 points.
That's right.
Another touchdown, 7 points. That makes 14.
But this is the model.
Four touchdowns is 28.
Because I guarantee you, I'm not going to be stopped. Because I guarantee you, when the Spurs won that first championship
five
in 1999,
35.
People around the league responded the same way that they have responded to the Nuggets winning the championship last year. Okay, fine. The Nuggets won the championship. Pat them on the head. It's an outlier. We hope it doesn't become a trend. That's how they looked at the Spurs.
Yeah.
You can't believe coming off of Magic, Bird, MJ, the Bad Boy Pistons, the revival of the Knicks.
Yeah.
You can't believe that the NBA was like, yeah, we want the next dominant team to be in San Antonio. Of course not. And you know they don't want the next dominant team in the NBA to be in Denver.
No.
They don't. But guess what? The Spurs kept winning championships. And they did it for a long time. To the point where what happened? The Spurs became respected. The Spurs became beloved. The Spurs became must-see TV. The Spurs became household names.
The Spurs became, you know what? They became a model.
And a model. Correct.
They became a model.
Correct.
But, and very
that's
much
why
like,
the Nuggets need to model right,
very
themselves
much like
after the Spurs.
The Warriors became a model as well. The Warriors changed the way the game is played. But the difference is the Warriors are in the San Francisco Bay Area, and so for the major networks, Mike, that's a major West Coast market. L.A., San Francisco, that whole area, major. So it's much easier to get behind and get that hype machine rolling than it is in San Antonio or in Denver. Score seven touchdowns, it's 49, Johnny.
Trying to get me an O'Reilly?
No,
it's not. No, it's not.
What do you mean?
No, it's not. What's a touchdown worth?
Well, touchdown and extra points.
Oh, well, extra points aren't automatic anymore. Have you been watching the NFL? Geez, these Rusties have a point. I question how much you really follow this
game. What about 100 touchdowns?
100 touchdowns? 700 points. I hate numbers.
Mathematician.
Yeah.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, yeah, Mark, playing with your snowblower is a lot of fun. Sincerely, Joe Sakic.
Oh.
Remember he stuck his hand?
Yeah.
Ouchie.
I had a buddy named
Tom. Nearly lost his hand.
I had a buddy. He was a good hockey player named Tom Buckmeyer who did the same thing. Stuck his hand in there and lopped off his thumb.
Oh, jeez.
But they sewed it back on, but it was like this big old, like huge, like right at the knuckle, right at the thumb knuckle. And then it was huge. But they got it back on.
Were you able to see it without the thumb?
No. I wasn't after there the was after they reattached the thumb. You know, you walked around in a cast for a long time, and then, but he had that thumb. It was numb, but it was a usable appendage, like a marsupial. They have opposable thumbs.
Do they?
Just like humans. So in a sense, I guess we're marsupials.
Okay. Did you get anything out of my passionate defense, my passionate
no,
case?
No, I got
that
tired of listening.
I made such I a... I just delivered that from the heart, man. That I'm sweating right now after making such a passionate case for why the Nuggets are looking at their future tonight.
Yeah.
No, I started thinking about scoring touchdowns, and I thought of thinking about... Well, what game did we score the most touchdowns in? Remember that Dallas game
where
we scored?
You guys are so...
Like seven straight?
I would say, would it be fair to say that you guys peaked? That 3-year run of great football that you played, more wins over 3 years than anybody else in the history of the NFL. Would it be safe to say that you peaked during that Dallas game? where you scored your first five possessions. And I mean, it was a machine.
Yeah.
I was sitting up there in the press box at old Rickety Mile High, man. That was a freaking machine.
We did it to everybody that year in the NFC East. We did that same type of thing to Philly. We did the same thing to Washington. In Washington, I don't know who was later, but we were juggernaut. We were rolling.
Sort of been the 98 season, right?
98. Yeah, so when you were talking, making your passionate San Antonio thing,
I thought
was
it
like,
was good, too.
Yeah, I was like, we scored there.
What about 200 touchdowns?
Go ahead. 1,400.
Whoa, man, you're on a roll. So the 98 season.
Yeah.
You're talking about the NFC East games?
Yeah, although we lost to the Giants, but that was late in the season.
So you beat the Cowboys, that game I'm talking about, 42-23.
Yeah.
Just rolled. Then you beat Washington that year, 38-16.
Mm-hmm.
Followed up by beating Philadelphia, 41-16. You're right. You were just laying waste through that division.
Yeah.
And then you did lose to the Giants, 20-16.
Yeah. But that was after 13-0. And
then you lost to the Dolphins, 31-21.
That was a sabotage.
But it's
speaking of sabotage games, you want to go sabotage?
Yeah, but this is but this really quick. All right, you know what? I want to use that unbelievable Broncos team as an example of what's happening right now. I'm going to tie the two together.
Ooh.
Try to pay attention, okay?
All right.
Try to pay attention.
I'm putting my math.
Just try.
My abacus aside.
Pay attention.
And I'm going to pay attention.
Next.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, we got another controversy here on the RumbleSlot.com text line.
Do we?
When we talk about touchdowns, can we automatically make them worth 7? And the texter does bring up an excellent point. Come on, Mike. Anytime you played street or backyard football as a kid, a touchdown was always 7.
That's right.
You're right. Can't argue that.
Yeah.
Nobody ever said it's a touchdown's worth 6 points, and since we're not kicking extra points, right, it only counts. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. When you played the Nerf football game, yeah, you didn't go, hey, it's 6-0.
You're
hey,
right.
Hey, we got you 12-0.
You're right.
No,
I
you
can't
said
argue
four,
with that.
You 14.
I can't, you're right.
It's 14-7.
We just assume the extra point was good.
Yeah.
It was worth 7.
It's a good point.
No.
Nerf rule. We're going back to Nerf rules.
Yes.
Got to go
and
back to Nerf
cap
rules. That's like you always go Price is Right rules. If you go over, it's the guy closest to getting the number without going over. Everybody knows that. Price is Right rules is part of American nomenclature.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. So we're going with Nerf rules here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do we just assume every touchdown is worth 7?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. I can't turn my back on childhood.
No. Right?
Because the moment you start not remembering your childhood, I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
That's the moment when it's like, what's life worth living for?
But what are we doing? We're talking about now or back in the day?
No, you gotta, I don't care. You gotta always remember your youth. You gotta.
Dude,
you gotta.
The biggest key to life is not growing up.
Correct. You're absolutely right.
You still have to do some adult things.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta mix in still being the kid at heart. You gotta.
Right. You gotta stick with, you know, the one who brung you.
Mm-hmm.
That's your kid. Your inner kid. What? Did you say a Rick?
A Rick.
It's a dick.
Oh, it's a dick. Okay.
A Rick?
Hold up.
How many Ricks do you know, by the way? That just made me think. These are the Ricks I know, These are the Ricks I know. Rick.
I know some Ricks. Yeah, I know some Rick.
Who?
Rick Wells.
Rick.
Right away.
I don't know that I have any Ricks in my life. Rick.
Although he might be the only one. Rick Marino. Went to high school with a Rick Marino.
Rick Marino.
Don't go looking him up. Leave him alone.
Hold on. Let me just see. I'm going to look in my phone and see if I got any Ricks
any
in
other
my
Ricks?
Contact. R-I-C-K.
Do I know any more Ricks? That's a great question.
Rick Adair. Okay, he was a pitching coach for the Orioles. He was a pitching coach back in the day for
Does
the O's.
Does anybody get named Rick anymore? Anybody? Seriously.
Rick Darnold.
Anybody out there who recently had a kid?
Rick Riley.
That they name? Yeah, but that Rick's old. Anybody have a kid recently or know of somebody who had a kid? Fever? Rogue? You know of anybody? Any friends that named a baby boy Rick?
Nope.
I got Ricky Craven.
Is that a dying name?
Ricky,
there are a lot
you
of
remember Ricky Craven?
Sure. There
race,
are a lot
race driver?
There are a lot of dying names out there.
Ricky Sanders
is
played
Rick,
receiver with
is
Washington.
Rick
with
a dying name.
Ricky Fowler.
You ever seen him? Rick and Morty? TV show?
Yeah.
It's the only one I can think of.
No, is Rick's a dying name.
Yeah. Now you gotta be clever and you gotta add like three names together.
What are other dying names? I'll throw that out there on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Dying names. Names that are dying. Rick's dying. I wanted to bring up, we got reminiscing about your juggernaut Bronco teams that won back-to-back Super Bowls. But along the way, I think we just found a great example that I want to bring to what we're seeing right now.
Okay.
Because like when the Avalanche lose a game like last night, to Columbus. You're like, huh, that
right, doesn't fit.
That doesn't look like a team that's ready to storm into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the Nuggets losing those back-to-back games, losing at home to Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, that doesn't seem like a team that's peaking at the right time. I look at your team. That team started, what, 13-0?
Yeah.
And then you lose to the Giants and you lose to the Dolphins. And I remember that Dolphins Monday night game. No joke. I'm not making this up. I was there. I was at the. Where were we? We were doing a show at the. Where was it? Red and Jerry's? Oh man!
Oh, Red and Jerry's. Was that over off
That's
of
off
Santa,
of Santa Fe?
Fe? Yeah,
right
I remember
Santa
Red
Fe,
and
the old
Jerry's.
Red and Jerry's. Anyway, so we're Cluffy and I are at Red and Jerry's doing a game, and we're doing that game before because it was a Monday night game, and we're doing a show before that game, and then you guys lost, and throughout the game we're like. Man, did they peak at 13-0? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Did they peak?
Right.
You know, have they lost their mojo?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you come out that last week of the season, you beat Seattle 28-21.
Right.
Didn't blow them out.
No, but that was a different, we had a different purpose in that game. That purpose, that game was about getting TD 2,000 yards. That was the sole focus of that game. How are we going to run the ball enough to get TD, who, by the way, had a rib injury, 2,000 yards? So you change from a game plan standpoint, you change a little bit. Because you got to have long, grinded out drives where you get plenty of opportunity. You know, and there may be a time where you would have normally thrown some play action, got one over the top, and scored a quick touchdown. Well, that didn't do us any good in regards to getting TD 2,000 yards. So there's a different kind of mentality, different game plan.
You guys ran for 195 yards that night. or that day.
Yeah, TD had like 177, right? He needed 170 to go over 2,000, you know, beginning 2007 or 8 or whatever it was.
So, but anyway, you guys lost those two games late in the season, yeah. But it had absolutely no bearing, no impact whatsoever. And were you guys ever at all rattled after losing those two games?
No.
How did you look at those two losses?
Well, the Giants one was like the culmination of having to fight. Because we had a couple of games close where we were down to Kansas City like by 14.
Yeah, won that game 35-31.
Yeah. So we had a couple of games that we didn't necessarily play our best. I remember Cincinnati being down in that game and coming back and beating the Bengals as well.
33-26.
So we had a couple of games like it, and it just wore on you. And it wore on you, you know, from just being 13-0 and having everybody in America sitting in your locker room to where you don't have any privacy, you don't have any of your normal rhythm and your normal routine is getting broken. And so the game against the Giants was disappointing, but it was, okay, good, now that's over. And then the game against Miami was complete sabotage by Mike Shanahan.
What do you mean sabotage?
Oh, it was awful. Awful.
You're telling me that Mike Shanahan sabotaged the game?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
We didn't do anything. It was like a preseason game.
He wanted to lose?
No, he just didn't want to show them anything because he said the likelihood is we'll meet him again in the playoffs. So we went in with a skeleton game plan at best. Tony Jones and I just in that game. So a lot of our protection was turn left, right? Right-handed quarterback, protect the blind side, all that kind of stuff, right? We went to that game plan, and all we did was we ran, like the only protection we really ran was 3-jet, which was turn right. So you're on an island one-on-one the whole game against, it was Jason Taylor.
Oof.
And Darryl Gardner.
Oof.
I was against Gardner, he was against Taylor. And it was just one-on-one bleeding that whole game. And we literally ran like three plays on offense.
So, but collectively as a team. So when you lost the Giants game and the undefeated season was no more, at that point were you almost like, can we get to the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was the whole purpose behind the sabotage game. We just walked out of that game, you know. Did we get sabotaged? Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
But I understood why.
And then even the final week against Seattle, it wasn't about, ooh, we got to go out and get a good performance under our belt before
the playoffs. No, we had to get TD 2,000 yards.
Right. So it's just, all right. So, and then you guys go into the playoffs and you cruise to another championship. So I guess that's the comparison I'm using mm-hmm. with this Avalanche, and especially, maybe a little less with the Avalanche, because this is a group that hasn't proven itself yet. But definitely with the Nuggets, there's nothing that can happen over the final 6-7 games of the regular season. Assuming good health.
Right.
There's nothing that can happen
that's going to change
how I feel.
The same for me. There's absolutely zero. I am not, if they lose a couple more games, I will have zero loss in confidence of who they are. I picked them to go, what, 21-6. You picked them at 20-7.
Yes.
After the All-Star break.
Right.
And what are they right now?
Ooh.
Like 15-4? 15 and something like that?
We'll get the numbers
okay.
here correct here in just a second. But coming up, what's trending? Deion Sanders continues to send a very clear message to his players. Stephen A., he's the lone holdout. And our team wins again.
Yes.
That's next.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Deion Sanders continues to send a very clear message to his players. You guys all think you can make it to the NFL. You all dream of going to the NFL. So why don't I bring in a bunch of people with NFL experience? The latest, Warren Sapp, the Hall of Famer, Warren Sapp, joining the the staff as kind of like a quality control guy, graduate assistants, mm-hmm. taking some courses to justify the position there with Dion. The two of them got together on social media. What else? And, well, put out this plea.
Can y'all find your boy a place
it's
to stay
expensive
right
here?
I don't mind expensive. I don't mind expensive.
But I need a place to stay because, you know, the Airbnb and people do not want to call me back and they won't let me send a phone number. Help me, y'all. Please.
And last but not least, whenever you see him out, I want y'all to give love.
Oh, yeah, and I give love back.
The big fella needs love, too.
Good for Warren, man.
Well, come on over.
What a great player. Oh, my. I never forget playing against him his rookie year.
Because he was kind of like a bowling ball, right?
He was.
And he wasn't that.
He just wasn't.
Or am I confusing him with Cortez Kennedy?
Cortez Kennedy is more of a bowling ball.
Okay.
Warren was just a solid fire hydrant. But I'll never forget playing him his rookie year and my first year here in 95. And it's a rookie. So I'm like, I'm going to absolutely eat this kid's lunch. And come on off the ball. What surprised me more than anything is how stout he was. Because he wasn't like this muscle pig type. He wasn't like John Randall type muscle guy. But dude, he was so stout against the run. I was shocked. I was like, whoa. Just to feel him. And then at that point, he hadn't established himself as a great pass rusher yet, but you could tell he had skills. And I'll never get done with that game. We beat Tampa here. It was in Denver. But I was like, that kid's going to be freaking good. Like, he's going to be really, like, he's already really good as a rookie, and he hasn't even played yet.
Well,
he was good.
If you consider him part of the coaching staff now, I think that's now 10, counting Dion, guys on this staff with NFL backgrounds.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, it's really smart, and it's why Dion continues to be ahead of the curve with the new direction of college, big-time college football, big-time college sports, is that you're appealing to young men's dreams,
mm-hmm.
and what's important to them. And
right.
Whether it's building their brand, social media, NIL, or the possibility of the dream of going to the next level, he's here to help you with your dreams. And look at all these NFL guys who you can look to as an example of how you can get there. So
if I joined the staff, I wouldn't be taking classes. I'd be teaching classes up to CU.
What class would you teach?
It's a great question.
Professor Schlereth. If I sign up for Professor Schlereth's course, what would it be?
Greek mythology.
Greek mythology. Duh. Of course. So, a lot of you are wondering, and are we serious about this, about rooting for the Orioles?
Right side from Westbrook. That ball driven deep. That ball at the wall. That ball is a game winner! Westbrook with a wild, wild walk-off. Orioles win it 6-4.
So you're asking.
Yeah, big fan of Westbrook, by the way.
Why have we adopted the Orioles? Why? Why are two guys who do a show in Denver adopting the Orioles as their team? Well, maybe this has something to do with it.
Base hit left field. Here's Hat. They're going to hold him up. Oh! It gets under the glove of Jones. It rolls all the way to the wall. Hat is in. Suzuki is in. Morrell will stop at third. Now he's coming home. Oh, baby. 3-0.
I rest my case.
Mm. By the way, remember how we talked to Bud and talked about.
It wasn't even a week ago, Mark.
Yeah. We talked to Bud and guys are mad.
Guys are mad. Guys are hearing what's being said about them.
I know it's a small sample size. It's only, five games right now. I said, you know, we're really going to. The dish is where we're going to make the difference right now. You know, we're bring this young pitching staff along the dish. Here's our averages. Blackman, 267. Rogers, 143. Jones, 100. Bryant, 0. McMahon, 389. He's playing well. Diaz, 214. Tovar, 188. Montero, 143. Doyle, 250.
Ugh.
Ouch. Bryant, though, is really.
Bryant.
Dude, he's been stellar on first, though. I mean, dude is a vacuum.
I felt
0 for 14 with 8 strikeouts.
I felt like I had entered some sort of like bizarro world, like parallel universe or something.
No, 9
like
strikeouts.
I,
sorry.
Like I slipped into some sort of dimension when I happened to tune in as Bryant came to the plate for the first time, and he had to step out of the box and tip his cap because he was getting a standing ovation from Cubs fans.
Right.
I'm like,
surprised he didn't throw his neck out when he took his hat off. Had to go sit down.
Oh, my neck.
My neck.
My neck. Oh, I took my helmet off too fast. Jeez. Unbelievable. When he was with the Cubs, he was a World Series hero and he's beloved. Now he's a Rocky and he's the player formerly known as Chris Bryant. Anywho. Next. Stephen A. I was sort of right. I was mostly right when I said yesterday that ESPN has kind of given up the pursuit of pushing other candidates for NBA MVP. They see the inevitable that it's going to be Nikola Jokic for the third time. And pretty much everybody's given it up.
Yeah.
Except one person. And I'll tell you what, I don't know whether to yell at him. I don't know whether to feel sorry for him.
Or I don't know whether to
admire him.
Yeah.
You know, the way he just sticks with it. Stephen A. put out his MVP, top MVP candidates yesterday. He had Nikola Jokic number 2, and he had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander number 1. His top MVP candidate. He continues to fight the fight.
Getting the balls, man.
He just will not come out and admit that Nikola Jokic is the MVP.
His SGA, is he still leading the league in scoring? There was
that was his point. Best record, best player on the best team, that kind of thing. That was his argument with Tatum. Well, that one fell apart.
Right.
But now he looks at Oklahoma City as, you know, alternating, battling with the Nuggets for the best record. But no, Shai is actually the third leading scorer in the NBA behind Luka and Giannis. He did not have Luka, by the way, on his top 5 list.
Luka would be...
Luka's putting on... If you want to put any... In fact, yeah. I think the most recent odds, Vegas odds I looked at, had way behind Jokic, but Luka was second. But way behind. Way behind.
Maybe it's your... Well, wait a minute. Where's SGA from?
Where'd he go to college? Or?
Well, where's he from originally? I was going to say maybe you just don't like the Eastern Euro faction.
I think he's Canadian.
Canadian?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah. Went to Kentucky.
Went to Kentucky.
The old Jamal Murray pipeline thing.
Has he only played for the...
Thunder, yes.
Thunder organization?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay, wait.
I think he was drafted by
the Clippers. Nice move, Clippers.
Clippers.
Sending him to Oklahoma City.
Ooh. Well, they don't need him because they're building a super team.
That's right.
We need a young talent.
But just, that's...
We'll get old talent.
But Stephen A., I'll tell you what. All right, Shai, SGA, Stephen A., if he is the MVP, then let's take a look at these next two games because tonight they play in Philadelphia. Reportedly, Joel Embiid might be ready to return tonight.
But he missed the shoot-around this morning.
Setback?
He probably slept in a Chris Bryant bed.
But they get Philadelphia tonight and at Boston tomorrow. So here's a chance for, especially if Embiid plays tonight, here's a chance on two big stages for SGA to make his MVP case.
And
the Thunder to make their case. But
okay.
I don't think it's going to matter at all. That is what is trending. Bring that to you each and every morning, 7:30 and 9:30. We'll get to the best of the Ramoslaw.com text line next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Clearly, we went on a lot of tangents today because I'm just looking at the text line and we've got like a smattering of all the different tangents we went on with reaction all coming in at the same time, like a beautiful, awesome mix.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to start with something that's on Twitter with all the back and forth you had with the Rusties yesterday.
Yeah.
So you always like to go after people who insist that right. if it wasn't for that knee injury in high school, they could have gone pro, right?
Uh-huh.
You love poking fun at those people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So here's one. You said, I would have gone pro if it wasn't for these damn injuries.
Yeah.
Guy said, I was actually a great athlete, top player in both baseball and football, but injury cut me short.
Right.
You sound like an old, bitter, insecure man. And the guy, then listener on listener crime, I love this. There's no way bro pulled the I was an athlete and going to go pro until this injury card. Guy comes back, you're right, because I never said that. I said I was a great athlete, and I was. I was the best in my school at baseball and football. I had mono my senior year in football, so I didn't play. Plus, I was already dealing with injuries at the time, and I had to stop sports at that point. I only was able to play one more year.
Yeah, plus, you're talking to me.
Man, you doth protest too much there. Holy smokes.
How big an idiot do you have to bring injury issues and how they riddled you early?
Well, the mono didn't help either.
Oh, the mono was just like, oof.
Not for that darn mono.
For that mono. That was that year, that strain of mono was, it was from overseas.
God.
That thing was, we didn't have the right medicine.
So you got that one. Yeah. We're finding out all the names that are dying.
Mm.
So we...
I forgot about that.
We talked about Rick being a dying name.
Rick. Not a lot of Ricks anymore.
Not a lot of Ricks. Here's some more names that are apparently dying. Brenda is a dying name.
Brenda.
Don't hear a lot of Brendas anymore.
Karen is alive and well, though.
Karen is alive and well. Frank is a dying name.
Frank. Dude, Frank was a good dude.
I knew a couple of Franks.
Yeah, they're just like salt of the earth.
Exactly.
Frank.
Yep. The Frank I'm thinking about, absolutely salt of the earth. Margaret.
Margaret.
Dying name.
My aunt. I have an aunt, Margaret.
Dale.
She's old.
Dale. Dying name. Tim. Dying name.
Tim is a dying name?
Do you know of any Tims that are being born these days?
Timothy?
Timothy's?
Timmy!
Roger. Dying name.
Roger.
No more Rogers out there.
Roger.
Relax.
Aaron. Any Aarons? Actually, I do know some younger Aarons, yes.
You done messed up, Aaron!
There's Aaron. Then there's Aaron, the girl, E-R-I-N.
Aaron.
Yeah.
That's Aaron.
Aaron.
Not Aaron.
Oh, my God. That's like Dawn and Dawn.
Dawns. There are no Dawns anymore.
My
Either
name
one.
Is not Dawn.
Either one. Either
my
one.
I know. My name is not Dawn. It's Dawn.
What?
That's why nobody named
you.
Gotta
drag out the W into the N?
Right. Like, hi, Dawn. My name is not Dawn. It's John. Whoa, Karen. Settle down.
Folks are wondering what kind of professor you would be at CU if you joined Dion's staff as graduate professor. Some are saying Mark's class would be Yard Care 102. Stank, professor of math for athletes.
That's good.
That's good. What other classes would Mark make a good professor of in Boulder?
Public speaking. Storytelling.
Ooh, you are a good storyteller.
Gather around, fellas. It's time to tell some stories from days gone by.
You do tell a good story. You spin a good yarn.
Yeah, sure.
You do.
Because I don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Right. Like, I've heard all your stories a million times, and they never get old for me. The thermometer story.
Sure.
Your Arnold stories.
Don't look at the shoulders. He's a monster.
The cat litter.
Look at the shoulders. He's a monster.
The cat litter.
Oh, yeah. Cat turd in the banana bread.
Cat turd in the banana bread story. Love that one. That's a great one.
That is always funny.
Love all those stories.
Yeah.
This one comes in. My apologies from Todd.
Oh, Todd.
Todd with 1D listening in Germany. He goes, my apologies, I'm a little behind you right now. I'm listening to the Cliff segment. I would catch you live. However, I don't want to miss the 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. jocularity.
Hmm.
So, Todd, you're ahead of us. So it's not like you're, like when we started, like I know for a fact, because we did the show a long time ago when I was with the great Dave Otto. We went over to broadcast from the Oktoberfest, which was, that was fun. But we were going on at 6 a.m. here, which was 3 p.m. there. So 3 p.m. is when we start over there.
Well, he's probably just finishing up work and he started the show from.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
From 6 a.m.
5:50 in Germany.
At 5:50, yeah.
Right.
Marvin, dying name.
Marvin.
Russell.
Ooh.
Russell.
Careful, Johnny. I don't want the Rusties to come after
Jerry.
You.
Jerry.
No more Jerrys.
Oh, there's a Jerry out there.
No more Marvins. You're right. How about the female names? How about girl names?
Oh, girl names?
Helen. No more Helens.
Barbara.
Good one.
Barbara had a big, what's the gal's name from, the Fox cartoon that made Fox popular, The Simpsons? Marge.
Marge, yeah.
Marge is probably dying.
Probably.
But Barbara had that big Marge hairdo.
Yep.
And she cut hair at the local salon.
Barbara. Gary, dying name.
Gary, really?
Larry, dying name.
What about Gary on the kick drum? Come. Marge.
Doug. No more Dougs. Yeah, there are a lot of boy names are dying.
Because we want to be, now it's got to be special, right? It's got to be unique.
Right.
We don't want some just run-of-the-mill.
Right.
Matt.
Why am I going to name my kid Doug if I can name him Dax?
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Good point.
All it took was one guy named Dax to become famous, and then everybody wants to go, oh, Dax, let me shorten some other name.
Right. Let's see, one more here.
Biff? Nobody's Biff anymore.
Well, no, come on.
Todd.
No, yeah, Todd. We established Todd. Although there are some Todds now with just one D. There are no more Todds with two Ds.
No. Todd.
Yeah, you're right. It's true. We just came up with a bunch of names that nobody ever gets named anymore. It's amazing.
Flo.
Come on. Flo's Todd.
Cheryl.
No more Cheryls.
Sharon.
Ooh.
Sharon.
Any more Sharons? No, I don't think any more Sharons. Nope.
Oh, yeah. We should get a list.
Of all the newborn names that are dying.
All the newborn names and just the ridiculous combinations.
Just a lot of names are dying.
If you guys had some late children, you had one boy and one girl, what would you name them?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Would you be able to resist the urge of naming a more modern, or would you go like old school still?
Oh, I like some of the, I want to name my, if I had a son, he'd have to have like a linebacker name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good question, Rogue.
Brock.
That'd be a good name.
Yeah, Brock.
Brock.
I remember a guy used to play for Notre Dame was like Brock Stonehammer or something like that.
That's
you know?
Right. Ooh, guys, that one hit close. My name is Tori. My 2-year-old son is Daxton.
Daxton.
I've never heard him called Daxton, though. I've heard. Does he go by Dax? You must call him Dax.
Yeah,
Daxton. Tori, you must call your son Dax, right? Or does he go by Daxton? Or are you only going to use Daxton when he's in trouble?
Eleanor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Eleanor. See, a lot of these stopped a long time ago. Like the Flo's and the Eleanors. They were gone before when we were kids. There were no Eleanors. We never went to school.
The last Eleanor was Rigby.
Betty's. No Betty's.
My grandmother's name was Betty.
Well, just goes your grandmother. Show. Right. On the texter. Thank God you two are almost done. Oh, all right. We'll finish with some sports.
You think you're happy about it?
Sports.
We're really excited.
Nuggets tonight. playing Theodore. The Spurs.
Theodore.
Well, there's no Teds. No more Teds.
Nobody calls anybody Theodore.
No, no more Teds.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nuggets tonight. Playing the Spurs.
Nuggies. Every time I hear Nuggets now, I think about who's the guy in Kansas City? Andy Reid. Let me try. Explain it to me again with some of them Nuggies.
He goes like this.
Yes. His little fingers. Well, they're not.
Oh, by the way, a couple of chief notes.
It looks like you put your hand model for that. Did you hand model for that particular commercial with your little chubby fingers rolling across there to get the Nuggies?
I love sausage.
What's that?
Hey, I like juicy wieners too.
I love that.
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow. When did you say that?
Good honking big wieners. I don't remember. I don't recall.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so good luck to the Nuggets tonight. The Chiefs signed Carson Wentz.
Yes.
As a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're also set, apparently, to sign J.K. Dobbins.
Running back out of Baltimore.
So what does that mean? No more C.E.H.? Clyde Edwards-Hilaire? Yeah.
Tell you what, though, I like the Carson Wentz kind of taking the rehab route.
Yep.
You know, he spent, a couple of months under Sean McVay last year toward the end of the season. Now you go kind of like Nick Foles did, kind of resurrect your career underneath Andy Reid.
I think it's smart.
I do, too. I think it's a good move for them.
Drew Lock did it.
Yeah,
I think there's something to the idea of football rehab. Russell Wilson's getting ready to do it. Oh shoot, I didn't mean to say that. I don't want to get sideways with Russie.
I learned my lesson. I want nothing but the best.
I learned my lesson from watching.
You were due for a workout video here pretty soon, right?
We are, yes, with the sunglasses on. Dover Stoke coming your way next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Ecobill and autopay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.